Hello, mate. You're on mute. Andy, we can't record a podcast if you can't take yourself off mute. It's the button in the corner. Literally, every time. So, hello, welcome to the very first episode of the Messy Pew podcast. Isn't it great that we finally got here?
Well, you say it's great. I can't help but feel a little bit worried about all of this, Andy. It's
why are you worried?
You know, we've kind of, I guess between us two, we've talked about this for a while. We've talked about this online a little bit for also quite a while. We kind of teased it in different shapes and forms. What if no one actually tunes in? What if no one actually tunes in? Or, you know, if they do, it's, you know, everyone just thinks we're rubbish. I mean, I've just stumbled over my words in my first proper sentence.
Let's hope no one tunes in then.
Well, you know, it's probably not the best.
At least then they won't hear it.
That would be amazing. But anyway, so those concerns aside, happy to be here. Let's see what happens. I mean, have we actually introduced ourselves yet?
No, we haven't. No. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Okay. My name's Andy, and I guess I drink cider. I don't know. It's like one of those welcome exercises in a work training session, and you're asked to say a few things about yourself. I mean,
like, what's your name? Where do you work? And what your favorite ice cream is? And that kind
exactly.
Of thing.
I mean, my name's Andy. You?
My name's Andy.
That's yeah.
We
should probably.
We can just go with that, right?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. It's not like we're going to change our names by default or anything silly like this. Andy, help me out. What is this? What are people, what are our lovely listeners, of which I'm sure there's going to be at least two listening to right now? Well, obviously.
It's called a podcast, Andy.
Oh, okay.
You know, they've been around a little while now.
Oh, brilliant.
In fact, actually, we're probably a little bit behind the times in starting one.
Only by about 5 or 6 years, but you know.
So this is going to be about us chatting about life, about faith, about church, and I guess navigating how to get through that and feel sane at the end of it.
Okay. Do we know what that actually looks like? Yeah, you know, like
I think basis. Yeah. So I think, you know, we're going to be talking about our experience in church,
okay,
and what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about how weird the Bible is.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to get through some of those questions that we all have about, at least I hope we all have, about church and faith and how that really should impact your life and all of that looks. You know, is it going to be deep?
I think when I asked you this question recently, we kind of decided it was going to be as deep as a shallow puddle. Is that still the line we're going with?
I think so, yeah.
Now, this is going to work so much better, and I think it would work really well if we can hear people's stories about church and about their experience in church and how they've felt. I don't know, maybe I'm talking to the more introverted sorts out there, like myself, who sometimes feel that little bit of kind of person-to-person communication might be that little bit more complex for them than other people. So any sort of stories... So
what kind of thing do we want to hear about?
Maybe, in-person churches, a lot of time have kind of coffee after the service. Has there been times when...
Yeah.
Been chatting with someone after the service and they've asked you a question and like afterwards you felt, oh, I should have said this or I should have asked them about that.
This isn't just limited to church for me.
Well, no, me neither. Me neither. I mean, yeah. So for example, just this week, Andy... I missed an open goal. I was chatting to our curate, you know, just about stuff and about how life works, the kind of standard, where do I work and stuff like that. And he very nicely asked me, what does my week look like coming up? And my head just kind of goes to this, well, I've got work stuff happening, there's work stuff going on. I'm kind of scrabbling for things to talk about. I've got an interesting job, but why can't I think about kind of interesting things? I've got an interesting life, but why can't I think of things that are interesting in the moment? So I kind of talked about kind of juggling childcare and work shifts and things like that, you know, very kind of dull and very boring. But it was afterwards when I thought, you know what? I'm recording episode one of a Christian podcast this week. Surely when I'm talking to my curate, that would have been the perfect thing to talk about. So that sort of thing.
So you kind of ended it feeling like a bit of an idiot.
Well, I didn't end the conversation feeling like an idiot. I might have felt like an idiot after the event when I realized what I hadn't talked about.
Yeah. Cool. So anything in church where you've kind of come away going, was it me that was an idiot there or was it someone else?
Yeah. And also, you
that
know,
kind of thing.
Well, yeah. Also kind of things where you're kind of leaving yourself kind of questioning, is it just me that feels like this? Is it just me that kind of struggles with that? So one example could be you're going to a Bible study and as part of preparing for that Bible study, you're asked to think of one thing you're thankful for. Just one.
Just one. Just the one.
Just one. And the
concept, I can see where this is going.
The concept of that, I was like, why can't I think of anything I'm thankful for? I mean... got a job I like, got a lovely house, got a great family. I've been working through the pandemic, you know, so much stuff. But just in that moment, I was like, why can't I think of anything I'm thankful to God for? What is wrong with me? And then I kind of caught myself going into this kind of mad cycle of, I don't know. So anything like that, if you've kind of catch yourself thinking, does anyone else feel like this? Feel free to get in touch either at Messy Pew on Twitter, Instagram, or themessypew@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from you.
Cool. And you're going to put those in the show notes as well, so anyone can just have a look and find out how to get in touch with us, right?
Oh, totally. Totally.
Yeah. So literally anything where someone feels like, is it just me that thinks this? Because the chances are it's not.
Correct.
There might be the odd one where it is just you, Andy, but...
Well, yeah, and I'm fairly certain. I mean, I've got a few up my sleeve for this potential slot, and I'm fairly certain it will probably just be me every now and then.
So it might be like... a certain worship song comes on and you find one of the lines quite funny, but no one around you else seems to. That kind of thing, yeah?
I don't know what you're referring to. One last idea for an embarrassing... Well, one last idea for a story that we'd love to hear is just generic embarrassing stories that either happened to you or to someone else. We don't have to read your name out. It's fine. The idea is a sort of story about, you know, the minister that runs off from the stage to go to the toilet midway through the service and forgets to turn off his mic. That sort of story, if you know about them. But anything along those lines, let us know. But also, if you've got questions about, you know, church, the Bible, things like that.
So we're going to take questions, are we?
We could do.
You didn't tell me this.
No, I kind of just made it up at the top of my head. We're not going to suggest, you know, I guess we're saying it could give us something to talk around. Not going to suggest that we'll give you any answers at all whatsoever.
Because, we don't even have any.
But exactly. We are as deep as a shallow puddle, after all.
Exactly. Okay. So on that note then, Andy, what are we going to be talking about next time?
Well, two things. One, how I should not take a swig of my drink just before you ask me a question.
This is podcasting basics, Andy.
Well, you'd think, wouldn't you? Two, I think we're talking about the Bible, aren't we? And if we actually read it, and why should we read it? And should we have reasons to read it? How should we read it? That sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, we're a Christian like podcast. We might as well start somewhere.
Go with, you know, like some of the weird stories, why they're there.
Yeah.
Do we ever bother going back to them once we've read them? And does anyone even know what Deuteronomy means?
That sounds like a good opening question for the next episode.
Fantastic.
So is this where we call time on us? Round things up. We've not talked about how we finished the podcast yet.
We talked about introductions, but we didn't talk about how to end it.
No, we spent a lot of time talking about how we're going to start. So
we probably shouldn't admit to that. It wasn't that great.
If you've made it this far, thank you. Well done. We congratulate you. Bless you for getting this far. Please feel free to get in touch either via email on themessypew@gmail.com or at messypew on Instagram or Twitter. You can also find us on Facebook as well.
And subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you are listening to us on, because you wouldn't want to miss the next episode where we decide what Deuteronomy is even for.
Goodbye, lovely people.